This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning. Well, for me, good morning. What a fucking episode of Summer House. Huh? Am I right? Let's just get right into it because I have to fit this in before I do my workout. The Lindsay and Carl thing's quite layered. It's quite layered. We open on this conversation that they're having where she's like, have you thought about what you want to be when you grow up? I'm very grateful, by the way, that Lindsay on Watch What Happens Live addressed her baby talk, because this is not her first season with the baby talk. She did it one season. No, this was, what season was, I could tell you, it was two seasons ago, and it was when I was covering with Pia and Curtis. So whatever that season was that three seasons ago? But Lindsay did the baby talk thing with Kyle. I think it was the Stravi season, and he like doesn't come back to the house. They were at a bonfire or something, and he doesn't come back to the house. I don't remember. But she's like, Kyle, I think he's mad at me. So she's a longtime offender of the baby voice thing. I hate a baby voice. God, I hate it. But she's done this. Do you want to be when you grow up? The whole conversation, I have it all typed out and written out. But then I'm like, do I even really need to dissect it like that? Because here's what's crazy to me is Carl proposes to someone who he knows wants marriage and babies right away. Like, she has not been shy about that. Yet he's in a transitional phase. Not only is he newly sober, but he doesn't want to work at Loverboy anymore, and then doesn't know what he wants to do, period. Lindsay is so determined to have the marriage and the babies right away that she's choosing to look past these things that are very much important to her. Like, so Carl marries someone who's got an agenda. But Carl is not prepared to support someone with that agenda. And Lindsay is mad that he's not that guy, but doesn't know how to express these concerns. So this conversation, she's telling him that he's not crushing life. It's very emasculating to do this, and especially for someone who's already very insecure about this very topic. But also, that's exhausting as a woman, as an adult woman, to have to be like tiptoeing around Carl being like sensitive to questions about what he's doing with his career or whatever. So the bottom line is like, Lindsay, why were you rushing to marry this guy? And she's trying to claim that she was like, by saying that she may want to stay home with the kids, which was a surprise. She claims on Watch What Happens Live that was like to light a fire under his ass. And I'm like, that's not how you do it. That's not how. Why would you want to risk getting pregnant with someone's baby who you were not sure if they can even support you? And that's something that you need. That's not how you do it. You wait until you feel that security. Then you guys bring a kid in. You don't get pregnant and go, Carl, there's a baby on the way. get it together. What are you going to do about it? What? No. And so what's very weird to me is that in real time, current time now, Lindsay is still so averse to admitting that there was, that this wasn't a relationship that was going to work. She's that stubborn. She's got like, she's like, well, you know, I was in love with him. Ugh, girl. It was too perfect of a story not to want to tell it, in my opinion. Friends who tried it once before, didn't work out, but time has gone by, they're changed, they're better, and now they are in love. And that's amazing, right? Great story. But the reality of it is, Carl was not this guy that you need. Like, you need someone who is a high roller in New York City, CEO of a company or something. I don't know. But not Carl, who is really, Carl's expecting praise for like putting his shoes on and getting up in the morning and staying sober, you know? And what Carl wants to do, you just don't deem as good enough, period. So you're just not compatible, because I think that she wants someone who is just gonna like be a ball busting 9-to-5-y type corporate-y person. Also, that would that person like, though, like what Lindsay does for a living, you know, like also he has a job. He has the show, you know, they're both. I feel like that's also that's a weird thing about watching it on a show where they don't want to break the fourth wall that much. It's like, yeah, they do have jobs because they technically have this show. And Lindsay, that's technically why you have brand deals, because of the show. And so Carl has the show. Yeah. Okay. Bottom line, they just were so not compatible, and Lindsay cannot admit it. She can't admit that they were not compatible. And it's very frustrating because for her approach with him, it's never going to work with him being like, do you know what you want to be when you grow up? And then she's like, sorry, I'm just trying. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. I love you so much. I'm sorry I got deep on accident. I'm like, that's how you want to talk to your future partner. You can see Carl's face too. Carl's face is pissed when she's talking to him. He's shutting down. He's angry. He's irritated. He thinks he's crushing life. And she's over there saying, you're not. And now, why are you rushing to the altar for that? And rushing to have kids. Carl was right. She wanted that baby right away because she's trying to catch up with other people in her life. And that's problematic in and of itself. You know, like, you should want to find the man. You should go the Lala route if you want a kid so badly, because you're trying to pull another person into this agenda of yours. And if they're not, if they don't have that agenda, or they don't, I'm sure Carl's saying he wants that too, but I'm also not surprised Carl is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You expect to rely solely on my income for how long? The whole time? I assumed she meant the whole time too. Lindsay clarifies that what she was really meaning was basically like maternity leave, which to me doesn't even make sense. I'm like, well, yeah, obviously, like a few months off. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he expected that. But she has it mapped out in her mind. Like, she has the whole trajectory, what she expects, mapped out. And he's like, oh, I wasn't aware that's what you wanted. And she's like, yeah, Carl, duh.
This has been a preview of a Patreon exclusive. If you would like to hear all of the Summer House coverage, check out the Patreon at the link in the description. Make sure you sign up to be a Grand Dame or The Moment in order to get access to all the bonus content. Right now, I'm finishing up season 5 of Southern Charm, and next will be a classic Beverly Hills episode. The bonus episodes are voted on by the Patreon members, so it's a lot of fun. So come check out the Patreon. Love to have ya. No matter what, queens, love you. Mean it. See you soon.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.